Wirex Rebuilds, Wirex One Cashback into 5, USD valued tiers. Wirex has restructured the cashback program on its Wirex One card, moving to 5 tiers with rewards valued in US dollars and what the company calls full tier earning on every eligible transaction. The change was announced on the company's official X account on June 13, 2026, framed as a simplification that makes the value of each reward easier to read. The post is light on numbers. Wirex did not publish the specific cashback percentages for each of the 5 tiers, nor the spending thresholds that separate them. So the headline here is the structure, not a rate change you can plug into a spreadsheet yet. A reward you can actually price. The substantive shift is the move to USD-valued rewards. Wirex has historically paid its crypto-backed rewards in WXT, the platform's own token. That meant the real-world worth of any cashback depended on where WXT traded between the moment you earned it and the moment you sold or spent it. A 2% reward paid in a token that fell 20% before you cashed out is not a 2% reward. Valuing the reward in dollars removes that gap on the earning side. A cardholder can look at a purchase and know what the cashback is worth without checking a token chart first. For anyone who treats cashback rewards as a budget line rather than a speculative position, that is the most useful part of the announcement. One caveat worth stating plainly: pricing a reward in USD is not the same as paying it in dollars or stablecoins. Wirex has not said whether rewards will still be distributed in WXT and merely benchmarked to a dollar figure, or paid out in a stable asset. Until the company clarifies the payout mechanism, treat the USD figure as a unit of measurement, not a guarantee of what lands in your account. 5 tiers, full tier earning. The second piece is full tier earning on every eligible transaction. On the old structure, some Wirex rewards carried carve-outs and category exclusions that quietly trimmed what counted. The new framing suggests every eligible purchase earns at the cardholder's full tier rate rather than a reduced rate on certain spend categories. The word doing the work there is eligible, and Wirex has not published the exclusion list, so the practical reach of this depends on detail the company has yet to release. The 5-tier model itself is not new territory for Wirex. The card already spans a free Wirex standard tier and a paid Wirex Elite subscription that climbs toward higher rates for users who lock WXT. A 5-tier ladder gives the program more steps between the entry rate and the ceiling, which tends to reward consolidating spend onto one card. No action needed today, but watch the WXT lockup. For existing Wirex users, nothing requires action today. Your card keeps working, and the published tier data on our Wirex hub reflects the current crypto-backed structure until Wirex releases the new rate table. We will update the figures once the company posts specific percentages and thresholds. The reason to pay attention is the WXT staking question. Wirex's top rates have long required locking large amounts of WXT for a fixed period, which exposes the staker to token price risk for the duration of the lockup. A move toward USD-valued rewards does not by itself remove that lockup requirement on the earning side. If the new tiers still gate the best rates behind a WXT lock, the headline simplicity sits on top of the same token price exposure that has always defined the high end of the Wirex program. Watch for whether the rebuilt tiers change the lockup, not just how the reward is quoted. Wirex remains a Visa debit card with 0% FX fees across 30-plus currencies, available in 35 countries across the UK, EEA, and select markets. None of that is reported to change with this update.